What's your stance on Citizens United? Has dark money affected campaigns, yours included, too much? And again, I want to thank that person for submitting the question.
Sure. Look, I think the most important thing for the financial side of running elections is transparency. The more transparency there is in who's contributing to individuals, where anybody can see that, I think is a benefit. I have certainly been on the receiving end of outside PACs and super PACs spending money against me, where I have no idea who they are. I have no idea who's contributed to those PACs, and probably most people in New Hampshire, in that 8 seconds that you see the tiny, tiny print at the end about who it's paid for by, have no clue.
Have we lost control of the political process given the influence of these groups?
You know, Laura, I hope not. This is why, though, I think it's imperative to campaign effectively, to remind people of the policy positions that you hold. And in New Hampshire, we're fortunate that we have an electorate that's engaged. We have an electorate that, on a higher percentage than most other states, participates in the electoral process.
Some candidates this year are saying they would work to overturn Citizens United. Now, that's difficult. It's a Supreme Court decision, not a congressional decision. But is that something that you would support or oppose?
Well, it is a – I mean, there's a separation of powers.
Right.
So the legislative branch doesn't have any authority or ability to impact that. What I can impact is disclosure of the contributions that we receive, which obviously we do, and as every candidate does, by the way. And I hope that at the end of a campaign that people will ultimately do their level best to try to find out where the candidates stand, and that the candidates do their level best to communicate. That's part of what an open process in New Hampshire should be. And to that point, in the state of New Hampshire right now, you know, I'm running against somebody that I think probably most people are familiar with, in former Congresswoman Carol Shea Porter. She's been running since 2006. But there's another gentleman, Sean O'Connor, who is running. He was running in the Democratic primary. He was not treated fairly by the leadership in the Democratic Party, so he decided to run as an independent in the general election. He's on the ballot. The Democratic leadership the leadership in the Democratic Party tried to kick him off the ballot, and now there's discussion about whether he's not going to be allowed into debates. That's not the New Hampshire way. That's not access to candidates, and he's a pretty credible candidate based on the amount of money that he's spending. And the type of campaign he's running.